You looked at us.
Just wanted to make sure everybody was ready.
Help. Y'all good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this time around, my question for you guys is, are you guys big picture people, or do you care more about the details? If you like, I can give you some context.
Okay. But yeah.
Well, so we were just having a conversation downstairs, and I realized that a lot of conversations are a disconnect because some people are very big picture, and some people are very minute detail. And I'm just curious what you guys are.
I was going to say, I think I'm more detail than big picture. Once I know the big picture. So, like, the big picture don't got to be clear, and I wear glasses, right? So, if I know it's a train across the street, cool, it's a train. I know what's across the street. So now, if my goal is to get to this train, I'm focused on, I don't know what type of train it is. I might not even know what color train it is. But I know I'm getting to that train across the street. So now I'm focused on the details.
So what you described sounds like you focus on the bigger picture.
Yeah, based on what you just said, it sounded like completely the big picture.
Because you know it's a train. You just need to figure out how you're going to get to the train.
So I'm focusing on the little steps. All right, big picture. Big picture, big picture breeze. BPB, hold it down.
What about you?
I feel like I focus on the details.
Mm. Give us an example so we can tell you you're wrong.
I would say I think that even like in the last episode when we took the quizzes, they asked a question about how long are you waiting for your friend before you go to the movies. And I had follow-up questions like, well, what's the situation? Did they know that I was on my way already? Was I already at their house and they still weren't ready? Were we getting ready together? Those are the details that I needed, that I felt like I needed in order to properly answer the question. And I did not have those.
Interesting. Okay.
Definitely. You can stick with details.
Oh, y'all gonna let me stay here?
Yeah, stay with the minutia. You can stick with it. I'll say, this isn't even a cop-out. I'll say, I'm a big picture guy that attempts to pay attention to the details. But for the most part, I'm big picture first. I've been learning to pay attention to more detail. So, like, I'm trying to think of a specific example, but, like, well, even if we're talking about the quiz, we had just talked about calmness and peace and everything. I wasn't asking more questions initially. Like, initially, I'm like, all right, my friend is late. How long am I waiting for? But the first thing was like, bro, I'm not about to wait that long. Then my next thought was like, dang, but what if they in traffic? What if blah, 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 blah. And then it starts to get there. So that's why I say I'm generally big picture first. And then I'm learning to come back and look at the details.
So same as Breeze. Big picture first.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you get generally what this picture is. And then you're like, all right, now I can go ahead and focus on details. And I'm like, all right, but what about this thing here? What is this?
I feel like for me, it goes back to the last episode of Patience. My example is painting. As long as you know what this is supposed to be, the painting is done. But that's my logic.
That's definitely big picture thinking.
But look, hold on. Mm-hmm. That's the logic so I can finish more paintings.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be fixated on fixing like the little things. So that's why I'll be like, the paintings I do for myself be a lot more difficult than paintings people ask me to do. Because I'll be doing I'll be focused on the details, making the details. I know what the bigger picture is, but I want my details to be so great, so precise that I get stuck in the details when I could be finished and on to the next picture.
So is it situation dependent? Great minds. Are you big picture with everything, or are you just big picture with certain things?
I think it's everything. But, like, I big picture with everything, but if I have the opportunity to focus on some details for the big picture, I'm going to stay with the details, if that makes sense. Like, I'll be over-fixating on the details of the big picture.
Okay. Go ahead.
I have a scenario.
All right.
If we're planning a trip, describe to me how you would plan a trip.
And this is a good question.
She's funny.
Like, when you plan a trip, what you focusing on?
I'm going to pick the place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, first I'm going to pick the place. And yeah, if I'm planning a trip, first I'm going to pick the place. And then I'm going to find out where I want to stay. Then I'm going to find food. And then, am I inviting people?
If you want to. If that's a part of you planning the trip.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm planning a trip and I'm inviting people, I'm going to pick the place. And I'm going to pick the people who I'm inviting. Then we going to find a place. And then I'm going to find some food and talk it over with the group. And then I'm a big picture. We figure it out when we get there.
Yeah. What would you do?
I'm picking a location. I'm gonna look at where we're gonna stay. So I need to know the location we're going and where we're staying at. And I might have like one thing that I really want to do, and then the rest I'm kind of just leaving up to. I'm just like, all right, we can. If I do nothing else, I want to do this, and then everything else can kind of. We can figure out food and other stuff later, but that's how I would do it. So I'm big picture.
Okay, for me, I will pick the location as well. It depends. Okay.
Yep, we got a detailer.
So I started planning for my 31st birthday. I was like, you know, I just be wanting to take trips, honestly. So I was like, okay, so what if I could take a trip in this short span of time? Maybe it could be an overnight trip. What would I want to do? So I kind of asked myself a couple questions first, and then I started looking for options for locations, and then I was going to establish a budget. I was asking myself how much I would want to spend, because that'll determine also where we go. And then, you know, also the time frame. Is it just an overnight trip, or is it a day trip? We just driving up there for the day and we coming back. Are we feeling like staying somewhere else? You know, hotels kind of give the heebie-jeebies for me. Maybe we could just go there during the day and stay at home overnight.
She's not big picture. This is not big picture at all.
Then I was like, what activity? Okay, yeah, so yeah. I was diving into the details.
Yeah, I be thinking I'm detail oriented. Mm. That's probably why all them jobs ain't hiring me. I wasn't looking at them details. Big picture job. You need somebody to work? I'm asking. I need somebody to job.
You need somebody to work? I need somebody to job.
That's funny. So, and a part of me wants to kind of push back, because I also feel like it's context dependent, because I've seen from you guys just in the past, or based on one of the other pods we just did, your big picture, except if it's in conversation. Because in conversation, if the tone isn't right, I don't care about the big picture. And that's very small. That's a very small detail. Like, for me, I'd be like, all right, I mean, I heard there was a lot of fluff around it, but I can get the point. The tone that didn't really bother me, because for me, it's like, what was the point of what you said? So, but I think it really is dependent on the situation. So, like, can you guys find other examples where you feel like you're more, like, for you, can you find an example where you're big picture?
where I'm big picture, I think that I'm very big picture when it comes to my car. Does it drive? Are there lights on? I don't know. Does it have gas? Instead of the details of when I go to the place and they be like, you want to change your windshield wipers? I mean, they've been working this far, you know.
Are they still wiping?
Like they, like unless you broke it, they should be fine. I don't know when's the last time you changed them. Not quite sure. But it's been working in the rain, though. It's been working, you know.
That's so interesting. So, that, so, I, as I'm thinking about it, do you guys find that when something annoys you, are you more annoyed by the big picture or the details? Because for me, it's the opposite. When stuff annoys me, it's never the big picture. It's always little stuff that annoys me.
When I'm annoyed?
Yeah, like something. If something is bothering you, what bothers you the most about it? Is it the whole thing, or is it just the, is it some small part of it?
A lot of times it's the whole thing.
That's really interesting.
It is the entire thing. Mm-hmm. Because if you wouldn't have did this thing, then this thing wouldn't have happened, and this thing wouldn't have happened, and this thing would have happened. Or, you know, yeah, a lot of times if I do get annoyed by it, it's, I'm annoyed by the whole thing. Mm. Not one little thing. Or it's the one small thing, but it's repetition. Like, it keeps happening.
So, got you. What about you?
Same details.
That's really interesting. Like, because the thing, so you, it's, what it sounds like for all of us is that, in general, you're big picture unless something isn't going your way. Mm-hmm. Then you're, or in general, you're one way unless your things aren't going your way. Then it's the opposite. Like, the things that annoy you make you look at things.
Because then I'm forced to pay attention to the other thing.
Yeah, I was about to say, I can't look at anything but the thing that's messed up or the thing that's not right. Like, the big picture is great, but this thing is crooked.
And that's why I'd be like, I just be like, throw the whole thing away. That's probably why I'd be saying that.
That's so interesting.
Because it,
I'd be saying throw the whole thing away too, because now it's messing up the picture. Because this one thing I can't stop seeing.
Really?
So throw the whole, let's start over.
But that's interesting because, like, or at least specifically for you, like, if you're a big picture person, if the big picture still looks like the big picture, why would you throw it away if it's just a little inconvenience?
I keep seeing this little inconvenience.
It's like, I can't stop looking over at it. That's okay. Where your attention keeps going to the one thing. Hmm. And for me, I'm like, I didn't realize how messed up this entire thing is. Throw it out!
That's so cool because, like, I think about, for me, the reason I thought about this was because I remember one time I'm washing the dishes. Mm-hmm. And as I'm washing the dishes, I don't know what it is about the act of washing those. My mind decides this is the time to come up with every realization and every meaningful thought ever. So I'm washing the dishes and I'm going. And I'm like, all these forks, these knives, these chopsticks, why is all of this little stuff in the... Mind you, there's big stuff in the sink too. Mm-hmm. Like, there's huge bowls. But my brain is like, nah, I gotta wash these little dishes because this is what's really bothering me. And then one of the days I think Breeze was washing the dishes and he was washing all of the big stuff. Like, he was just big stuff. And I was like, okay, the sink looks more clear, but it was bothering me more to see 150 small dishes. And I'm like, can we do something about the little? But I'm generally a big picture guy. And I just was like, this is so, why is this so frustrating?
Because you can't look at the big picture because it's this, these little things that are now forcing you to look at the details.
Yeah, that's great. So do you think that the most of the disagreements you guys have are because of somebody's having a conversation about big picture versus like you, maybe you're having a conversation with somebody who's thinking big picture and you're just trying to think about the details.
I think most of the disagreements that I have is from me not speaking up when I should have spoke up. So like, I know this is going awry, but it's not my job to tell you that this is a terrible plan. Because I got a little bit of common sense. I don't got all of it, but I got a little common sense.
Oh wow!
So
I ain't never heard nobody say that.
What they got?
Got a little bit of common sense.
Well, because common sense ain't really common.
It's not, you know what I
mean? But it goes a long way.
And it's technically scenario. It's like
scenario based, well,
community based, really. The community can think this is common sense, and you come in and be like, "That's actually not.
That's not that common."
Yeah, that's common over here because that's how y'all live. You know?
I never thought about it like that.
But the disagreements come from me waiting too long to correct the detail.
Can you repeat the question?
Do you feel like a lot of the disagreements that you have come from you and the other person, like one person thinking big picture while the other person is focusing on the details?
Sometimes I'm really trying to think. I think that happens more often than I actually realize. And that may be why. And I think sometimes maybe they're focused on different details than I'm focused on. So that also might be it. But I do think when discussing certain things, I have experienced like you not understanding what I'm saying because you're not focused on the details. Or you think that the details aren't important here, and I'm trying to explain to you that they actually are way more important than you realize in this step, and you're like, nah, it's all right. Or vice versa. I might be like, it's all right. We'll figure it out later. And they're like, no, I need to know every single detail right now, or else blah, 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 blah.
I was going to say, I think that it's good to be around people who focus on different things, but they just have to have the same, let's say, values or quality of work or quality of life. Yeah, let's say values.
Guess and check. I like that.
Yeah, but just because if it's a big picture person and a detailed person and they have the same values, they come together. And I mean, you can still do the checks and balances thing, but we all don't need to be focused on the same thing because I feel like it's easier to butt heads if we all doing the same thing because everybody has different plans. So same values, but you got to trust the person with the details and the detailed person got to trust the person with the big picture.
Mm-hmm. It's also easier to miss stuff if everybody's focused on the same thing.
Yeah, if all of us are focused on the big picture, in my head, it's like the movie Home Alone. Like everybody's like, all right, we got to get to this location, get to this location. And somebody's like, you missed one of your kids. Like, missed one of your kids.
Whole child left
and everybody was like, I thought you went, where were you?
In their defense, the little neighbor was outside.
I mean, yeah.
Little Ray Ray. Little Ray Ray came up.
They did count him in the count.
They did. But again, but you can mess around and miss the details if everybody's focusing, like you said, on the big picture. Mm-hmm. In the same way, I think if everybody's focusing on the details, you'd be like, hold on. We didn't come here we came here to make a sculpture. We didn't come here to make a hand. Like we wanted to make the full Michelangelo. Like we wanted to do the entire thing, but everybody's focused on this one thing, and now nobody has enough like vision to see the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I was thinking, for me, I think a lot of the, a good amount of the disagreements have come from, and I usually spot it, but the good amount of disagreements come from me and the person who I'm having a disagreement with. We're talking about two totally different things. Like, they'll be talking about something very nuanced, and I'm like, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this entire point. But they'll be in the weeds of it, and I'm like, why are we arguing about paper plates versus plastic plates? Can we eat off of it? Like, that's the I want to make sure we have something. And then the other person is like, but yeah, we got to be eco-friendly. I'm like, what are we talking about eco-friendly? I'm trying to make sure we can eat. And I think that's where the disconnect comes. But I don't know if most of us realize we're having two different kinds of conversations.
I think maybe you realize that you're having two different conversations, but you don't know why. Like, a lot of times when that happens, I'm like, I don't understand where the disconnect happened, because we were talking, we started off on the same subject. And I don't know how you got this information from this sentence, but that's not what I meant.
Mm.
But if you're paying attention to different things, or let's say like you're very detail oriented, or I guess if you're talking to me, let's say mm-hmm. you're more big picture, then you could think that I'm talking about the big picture, because that's what you typically see. When I'm talking about this one corner of the big picture.
Mm.
So I'm going into detail like about that stuff, and you're like, nah, but it's still a good picture, and da da da, you know, the big picture over here. You saw the sun, and then I'm like, the sun ain't over there. The sun is not in this corner. This is the grass. The grass is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think maybe we mm-hmm. it happens more often than we realize, but we just don't realize that it's happening. All
right.
This conversation making me realize that I don't think I have the patience for the details. Like, I appreciate the details, but I don't have the patience or the wherewithal to focus on the details. Like, I know how I want stuff to look. I'm particular, but to actually focus, I don't really know how to actually word this, but mm-hmm. I'm big picture and I'm particular about the details.
Mm-hmm.
But for me to actually do the detail work, I don't think I got the patience.
Does it feel overwhelming for you guys since y'all are both big picture people? Does focusing on the details, the smaller, the minutia, does that make you guys feel overwhelmed?
Yeah.
I don't think it made me feel overwhelmed. I just don't be wanting to spend that much time on stuff.
So you feel like it's a waste of time.
No, it's not a waste of time. I just don't want to spend my time doing that.
Okay. Yeah. And you said yes.
Yeah, because it depends on how much stuff it is. Because to me, it's a lot easier for me to attack a goal when I know I'm attacking a dragon versus if I have to attack 500 people. Because I'm like, where do I start here? Like, what are we... I have no way of, and if you tell me to just start wherever, it's like, I don't even know if this is the best area for me to strike, as opposed to giving me something to aim at. And I'm like, all right, cool. That's what I'm up against. Giving me 25 things to figure out doesn't help me figure out anything.
Overstimulated.
Yeah. It's like, cause now it's like, I don't even know if this problem is really the problem. Maybe the other problem is the problem. And I'm trying to figure out what the actual problem is, so I'm not, like you said, wasting time trying to fight this one dude in the corner, and he not even really he not the big boss.
The other 49 people going to capture the flag.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here trying to fight my way through this one person. I'm like, hold on, I need to know what the big picture is so that I can at the very least attack it in a way that doesn't waste my energy and it doesn't overwhelm me. So that's what usually happens for me.
Hmm. Okay. Well, for me, I think sometimes it's overwhelming looking at the big picture, or I guess focusing on the big picture. I think that it's good for me to know what the big picture is so that I can keep it in the back of my mind. But I realized, and I think we talked about this at some point. It might not have been on the pod, but I realized I have to chunk my stuff down a lot smaller than I had been doing. I think we were talking about doing the 12-week year. And it might have been while we were on book club. And I was like, I kept making my goals way too big. And I wasn't able to get the stuff done that actually needed to be done so that I could achieve the goal, because I didn't chunk it down small enough. And it's probably because I'm not a big picture person. I didn't realize this before. I'm just realizing this now as we're talking. But now that I think about it, even if I think about like cleaning and decluttering, I get overwhelmed when I think about the entire space to do. Like when I try to do the entire space, I start it and then I get overwhelmed and it feels like everything becomes more of a mess. But when I start in one corner and I just focus on this corner and I get all every detail of this corner, I get it exactly how I want to, I'm good.
Yeah, I think for me it's the opposite. I gotta chunk it up instead of chunking it down. I gotta, because if I see 38, it's like when you're studying and they give you, like, perfect example for me, I'm studying something. It's like I see the module, and if I open up the folders for each one of the modules inside, I'm gonna be annoyed because I'm like, dang, I thought I was almost done. I opened up the module, and now it says I got 28 sections, and then another 28 sections. But I'm like, bro, I don't want to do this. But if I know, I'm like, all right, all I got to do is 1, 2, 3, and 4. I'm like, okay, I can I can deal with that. That's just me.
That makes sense.
But I had two questions. One, which, I mean, we kind of talked about it. But so when you guys are challenged, like when you're facing something you're challenged that's challenging you, you personally prefer to see the details or the big picture?
If I face something that's challenging,
yeah,
I would rather see the details because I'm gonna ask questions if I'm only looking at the big picture.
Okay, and what about you? So when you're facing something you challenge that's challenging you, do you prefer to focus on the big picture or the details?
Something that's challenging me or challenging for me?
Both.
Challenging for me? What's challenging for me?
Rock climbing. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know if I look at details or bigger picture. I probably look at the bigger picture. What do I have to do?
Let's say it's you are learning a new style of painting.
Bigger picture. What's the end goal? Because nine times out of 10, I look at what other people be doing, and I could mimic what they be doing and get a similar result.
Do you do the same thing like for fashion as well?
I mean, yeah, I take inspiration. Actually, yeah, I be seeing what people be doing, but I make it my own, so I'm not just going to steal. But I'm a.
You take the big picture and you fill in your own details.
Yeah,
That's interesting. So, like, even with like when you're doing grills and stuff, that's the same exact. It was a process.
Yeah, it's like I put everything in a pot. I mix it up. Chemical X. Sprinkle a little of that in there. And you got a Sir Breezington original.
So you would prefer, like, even when you were doing the grills, you prefer to just know what the big picture is and then fill in the details as you go?
Yeah, because you can always, like, make corrections and stuff. So, like, you could have this thing and then you fine tool. Like, when you're doing a sculpture, you start with a big brick. And then you, like, chip away at stuff. So, like, if I'm getting dressed, nine times out of 10, I don't start with my shoes. I start with probably how I feel or what I want the vibe to look. Yeah. And then I go with that. Or I might be like, you know what? I want to wear a button up and a jacket So I know I want to wear a button up and a jacket. So how can I make this the best button up jacket combo possible with what I have at this moment?
That's so interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking, for me, when something is challenging me, trying to think of the last thing, I'm probably big picture, because I think for a lot of stuff, I need to know, like, what is this, like, what is this for? Like, what am I about to use this for? So that when you show me the details, I can know this is going to be for X, Y, and Z.
Is that the same way that you approach, like, recording? Or writing a song?
Usually, when it comes to recording, I'm a big picture. I think I'm big picture, and then as I go, I start seeing details that I can improve on. So, like, I'll have a general idea for a feel or something. I'll go, and then once I go in, all of a sudden, it's like I can see way more space for details. And I'm like, okay, cool. Now I can kind of move around and do stuff. I didn't hear that sound effect here, but I'm going to do it here. Or I didn't hear that line there. So let me add that now. And then it kind of almost changes shape as I go. So it may start out as one thing, but then as I'm going, I'm like, all right, it's kind of taking on a life of its own. And I kind of like, where is that?
Very interesting.
What about you?
Oh, yeah, I had said if something that's challenging me, if I
focus on details.
On details, because if I focus on the bigger picture, I'm going to ask more questions. Like, I'm going to have a lot more questions. So even, like, when people be like, if they show me how to do something, and they're like, do you have any questions? I'd be like, I don't have any questions right now, but I'll probably have questions once I start. Because you just gave me the big picture of what I'm doing. I don't know. This is a lot. Let me just sit down and start doing this stuff. And then as I'm doing it, I might have a million questions. I might not. Mm. It depends on the situation. But, yeah.
And remember, the battery wasn't fully charged. So
what's it looking like?
I would say it's fine right now, but
yeah, you never know these days.
So yeah, that's what it's like for me. I like to focus on the details. When it comes to making music, I feel like I do focus on the details, and maybe that's why when I first started recording, it was a little difficult, because I need to kind of let go a little bit more in the booth, and I be focused on, like, well, I got to get this here and this here and this here, because I write my songs with certain nuances in mind already. So that might change then once I'm recording, but I do have little details in how I wrote the stuff, whether it be an inflection, whether it be how I said a word, just like yesterday when we were going through my songs and Breeze was like, you know, pull and understood don't rhyme, right? He was like, I like how you made it rhyme, but you know it doesn't rhyme. And it's like that type of stuff. So I write with those things in mind just naturally. Things may change, but yeah.
I was gonna say, I think for me, I'm not as much a how-to person. Like, I don't need as many how-tos. I be needing more space, like, for me to figure it out. I enjoy that. So, like, give me an aim of what we're aiming to do, and I can figure out the how-to in most cases. And it wasn't until I got older that when I was around more people, and I'm like, people keep looking for how to do something. And I'm like, I never really am looking for how to do something. I'm looking for, like, what the aim is. And then I typically figure out the how to.
Well, are you the same way?
I'll just be wanting to finish. That's it. I just want to see myself complete something.
I think I look at it as, what can I do here? Not necessarily a how-to. It's just like, what can I do in this space? Like, if this is the space, then what, I guess, details can I add? Mm. Or, like, what freedom do I have to customize this? Even when I'm looking at the different programs and stuff like that, like Notion versus Asana or all that stuff. Or even when I was making my website, Shopify versus Wix, I realized I value being able to customize the details. And I might not be the best at it, but I want the freedom to be able to move this exactly where I want it to be moved to, versus this is just a rigid template that I have to use it exactly as it says. Mm-hmm.
So are you guys interested in learning the opposite of what you're naturally, your natural lens?
No, I'm interested in hiring people that, that can focus on the details. Now, before, I was interested in doing everything, but I'm seeing that I don't need to do that. That'll be adding more work to my load, and that seems like work.
I think for me, I am interested in it, but I'm also interested in, now knowing this information, how can I use this more to my advantage? Like, as far as my processes of how I do stuff, even just like I mentioned, cleaning, like, how can I use this in a way that actually supports me and doesn't feel like stress? But I do think being able to do the opposite, like just looking at the big picture, would be helpful in situations of, I want to let somebody else handle this, handle the details, or being able to just go on vacation and just not worry about all the extra details. I think it's nice to know how to do the other thing. But knowing how, like, okay, if I know that I am very detail oriented, I'm smaller picture, then being aware of that in situations that, okay, I'm feeling overwhelmed. Why am I feeling overwhelmed? Oh, because I'm not looking at the details. I'm just looking at the bigger picture. So take a moment, breathe. Let's readjust our lens here and see how we can move forward in this situation, versus being like, this is overwhelming. Throw the whole thing away.
Throw away the whole canvas.
Yes.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm doing my best to be able to, of course, hire people that do the thing, because I definitely believe in that.
Amen.
I mean, that was when it came to engineering, that one of the first things I told you, I was like, I never wanted to engineer my stuff. I always wanted to have somebody to do it for me, because I just didn't want to pay attention to that.
Right.
But I also know there is a value in being able to zoom in and to be able to zoom out. And I think I'm learning to enjoy the process of zooming in, because there's more for me there. Because sometimes, I could be so big picture and I'm missing whole elements that's right in front of my face. Like, that's so obvious, and it's like, it's so small, but I never would have saw it because I'm never looking there. You know, so I'm just trying to have an appreciation for both being able to zoom in and to be able to zoom out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. Because being able to zoom out, I can remember what the full aim is. Like, what is the full goal here? Okay, and then I can zoom back in and focus on what I was focusing on. It's a good way not to lose track of where you're going. But yeah. Do y'all have any final thoughts on, or any other questions about this?
I don't have any other questions, I don't think. Yeah, I don't think. What about you? You have any more questions?
I don't have any more questions. I think there was a question earlier that I feel like you didn't answer. It was like a scenario of when I don't know. Let's keep it moving, y'all. My final thoughts are to, I guess, pay attention to if you are a big picture person or if you like to focus on the details. Because as we're discussing now, it clearly can impact your conversations and what you're talking about. It can impact your daily life activities and just like whatever goals you got. So comment in the comment below the video and let us know if you are a big picture person or if you like to focus on the details. But in the meantime, thank you for watching another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I'm Shakoya D.
Bye, my breeze into the ear.
It's your boy Damani.
And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload.
Ding.
Also, check out the links in the description. And join our Patreon. The link is in the description as well as our music and all of the things that we have for you guys. If it's in that app.
Thank you.
We will see you guys next week. If you like this episode, you're going to love the one that's linked up on the screen. Bye.
Adios. Stay blessed. Stay black, people.